I'm David G, Sheshnag Yoga Center, Down Under, Down Under. What on earth is Kundalini? Sheshnag.com. Question for today's video is, apart from experiencing God, can you really prove that it exists? How do you find something that's everywhere? We live in a world of relativity. And in that world of relativity, it all functions on complementary yet opposing opposites. So you need something to compare it to, so you know that relatively speaking, it's not there. Or it's different, like the big range of diversity between hot and cold, day and night, on and off, everything in the whole of creation is based on complementary yet opposing energies. How exactly do you find something that doesn't have another component, such as the divine? You can't actually find something, scientifically speaking, that isn't somewhere that it's not. You can't say it's here if it's there as well, because there's not going to be anywhere that it doesn't exist. Does that make sense? So how do you actually find something that's everywhere? Realistically, you don't have much chance because there's nothing to compare it with, especially external to yourself. The only place that you're going to find it is somehow inside, through perception and feelings and the experience of the self, somehow to appreciate on a deeper level, on an intuitive level, on a spiritual level, the connection of everything. Through the experience of yourself. That's basically the question and the quandary and the escape clause for the skeptics, because when they say prove God exists or prove God is here, you can't actually do it because there's nowhere that the goddess, the divine essence, isn't. So, relatively speaking, since we function in a three-dimensional organic form of the human framework that has the five senses that experiences these opposites and yet complementary energies, you have to turn off the senses almost to be able to perceive the underlying reality of all being. Good luck with it. I'm just asking the question, providing an escape clause for the skeptics, and also showing the irony that it's almost impossible to prove that God exists. It's more of a phenomenological experience based on your own perception and experience of life. It can't be substantiated through quantitative or qualitative analysis and statistical theories. It just can't be put out there to be proven. There you go. Om Namah Shivaya. Hara Hara Mahadev. Hara Hara Mahadev. Hara Hara Mahadev. Salutations to the great being, the divine essence. Peace.